16. Mark 16. The knowledge of what Christ has freely done for us must affect every concept of your Christianity. We don't get saved by grace, and we oppress the power of God by the works of the law. We have several testimonies of you here. Yeah, man of God saying, well, I went on a 40-day passion of fasting and prayer, and then after that, I went and did this, did that. I only ate coconut, like Brad Joshua did before, for so, so number of days. And therefore, I'm giving this mantle. I throw this mantle around. That is when things happen. No. Praise God. See Mark 16. Say the supernatural can be doctrinally correct. Can be doctrinally taught. No. It's the way we learned it before is that once it's just about the power of God, there's no other. Just break every shear, break every bones, put it back again. Just let God move. It's our move. Amen? It says our move. Okay. I say open where? Mark 16, right? Okay, from verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is baptized, is saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. If he's talking about salvation, then that baptism, the only baptism relevant to salvation, is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? Say baptism of the Holy Ghost. So if he's talking about repentance, what John was doing before was repentance. That is why, if you remember, when he was doing, we asked them that, if you have two coats, they will tell him that, what can we do now? Okay. So if you have two coats, sell and give one. When the soldiers came to John, what did he tell them? He said, okay, don't be collecting bribe on the road. That is the length and breadth of his own ministry. But the baptism that brings salvation is that of what? The Holy Ghost. Water was for repentance. And in the Holy Ghost, you have maximum repentance. Praise God. So a man that has the Holy Ghost does not need water. Okay. Verse 17. Want to go? And this sign shall follow them that believe in my name. How do you read it? Is it, this sign shall follow them that believe? Or, this sign shall follow them that believe in my name? Then in my name, right? Okay, because there's a semicolon there, right? Okay, so them that believe in my name, what shall they do? Shall they cast out devils, okay? In my name, does it mean at the mention of my name? Huh? Does it mean at the mention of JSUS? Can you cast out devils without mentioning Jesus? Good, okay, because we have several examples of that in the Bible. Jesus himself never used the name of Jesus, have you? Jesus did not say in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, they shall speak with new tongues, and they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, I will start from verse 17. Now, devils are spirits, right? When you say you shall cast out devils, it's just a bad translation. It just means demons. They will cast out demons. Demons, they are spirit, but they are wicked spirits. Wicked spirits. As at times, you see some of them, they cause insanity. Insanity, barrenness, deafness. I just shared something in a few break you have. I didn't know any of you, if you have seen it. Louis Zakin says, he said he was going to church and today, just this morning, say he saw that this boy is running mad up around the street. And he lay hands on him immediately. And he ensured, okay, give him some clothes, bathe him, make him fine. In small boy, if you check my Facebook wall, you will see there. I just posted, I shared a post. Demons, they are wicked spirits. And at times, I said, we find them also in deafness, barrenness. When a demon is involved in a sickness, then medical solution will lose its power. Medicine will not be able to help you again. So how does a believer know if a sickness is caused by a demon? Yes, anybody? How do you know if a sickness is caused by a demon? Is it by searching the family tree? And say, okay, your father, you know, can you tell me about your grandfather? No. Say discernment. Acts 16. Acts chapter 16, verse 16. And it came to pass, as they went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought our masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, and commanded in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And it came out the same hour. Say the same hour. No, I didn't think the wristwatch they used then. There's no wristwatch there. I didn't think the watch they used there doesn't have minutes. You get what I'm saying? I didn't think they can. Do you have any indication that they can measure minutes then? I don't know. So when he's saying the same hour, it does not mean it took 1 hour. I think hour then is the smallest function of time. You understand? Huh? At that time. At that moment. So you see, at that hour, he does not say it took 1 hour. And so therefore, for one demon, stay there for 1 hour. No. Praise God. Say casting out of demons is supernatural. That looks so small, but please write it down. It's not by using holy cane. It's supernatural. Oh, sorry. What was the title of my message today? Qualifications for the supernatural ministry. Qualification. Should it have S? Qualification. Anyone? For the supernatural ministry. So casting out of demons is supernatural. It's not by using gimmicks. It's not even theology. It's just supernatural. There's a wicked spirit in operation, and a believer is going, energized by the power of the Holy Ghost, to tell that spirit to check out. Believers, give yourself to much practice of this. At least you must not have, to say a year is a long time, but you must not have 6 months go by without you approaching a madman. In all my streets there in Accra, every madman, you know, we have some madmen that they are specialists. They are known by territory. Every madman in my own territory, I invaded all of them. At least I know of two in my own environment. That's Plaza. You should know Plaza now. From Plaza to that Oshukoti, Akinjo, Bishop Buse Road, that area. There's one that's always, he has a path. He walks every morning. There's a day I pursued him. Went that time. Today, and that day, I think I was. I said, today, you are not going empty-handed. I never went empty-handed. Amen. Praise God. And there's a guy that I was at the backyard to pursued everybody. You know, it's a four flats. Pursued everybody. Scatter. It was in Futa before. He became too much smoking and the rest. Became mad. Pursued everybody. I think it was a day I now went to fetch water in his company. He said, don't go there. The guy, no, a four flat. Somebody in one flat pursued every other person. Say casting out of demon. It's supernatural. It's nothing, it's just supernatural. Once you hear it's supernatural, that means stop thinking about how shall this thing be. It's supernatural. Hallelujah. Say it's done in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 2 verse 4. So this next thing he said, they say they shall speak with new tongues. New tongues. Tongues that are new to man. New to man. Speaking in tongues is not natural. Don't mind me. I have to start take things at times slowly as this for the sake of the brethren. Acts 2 verse 4. They shall speak with new tongues. Speaking in tongues is not natural. The ones they say in drama, they are rubbish. Don't confuse what you are saying with what they say in drama. I don't believe, even if we should have drama ministry, I don't believe in any drama they should use tongues. It's just me. Because apart from the fact that you can water down the efficacy of the tongue, are you joking in a drama? Do you guess me? Are you joking there? Because in a drama, somebody will pretend like his hand is like this, Abby. So now you want to heal him. Now you are speaking in tongues. What are you trying to do? Oh, you master of drama, tell us, how do you do it before? You fake it. So, and how do you know that you are speaking fake tongues at that time? You just destroyed the appreciation of the believer's authority. Somebody was arguing with me there on Facebook, and I said, come. Okay, come. This is because it's a young believer that is doing it with you. I said, will you like, okay, let's say there's a drama, and there's a, you ought to be Ojut. Usually do some abalis before. You read, you know, I can't forget that picture. I save you somewhere. I will bring it out on your birthday. So you know, where all this is the abalis. So now, imagine the your co-drama fellow drama partner is, let me use the word, let me use somebody like Apostle Justice Suleiman. So in the drama, you want to fake that, okay, I will tell this abalis to become dumb, to become dumb, to fall down and die. I said, will you accept to be the abalis and John Suleiman should be the pastor? I said, the man will not even agree. I said, why? Such people, they will tell you to go and do it. They will not joke with their own authority. So why are you joking with your own? You'll be dumb for life. From drama, it will become reality. Oh, let Pastor, you and Pastor Debbie come and have drama. The man that can say the type of anointing I carry, if I tell you to die, you will die. And you now say, you come and do drama with me. I'll be barren. Ah. You know, don't talk about again in life. Say, I don't joke with authority. Say, I don't joke with tongues. So when I speak in tongues, I communicate mysteries. I'm always serious. Acts 2 verse 4, a man without the Spirit of God cannot receive the gift of the Spirit. It's the Spirit that gives utterance. It's a Spirit. Acts 2 verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So speaking in tongues is not a mental job. It's a supernatural ministry. To cause somebody to be filled with the Holy Ghost is supernatural. The next thing we saw there is they shall take up serpents. Serpents in the Bible speaks of deception, cunning craftiness, the works of darkness, the works of wickedness. Deception, cunning craftiness, works of wickedness, works of darkness. You are far from somebody they can use touch and follow to see. The hallmark of all this abalism is deception. What we call abalis, juju people, the real thing, the real deed there is this. What are they trying to do? Deception. It's just deception. It's a ministry founded on deception, cunning, craft, wickedness. You are far from someone they can use touch and follow to deceive. Say so somebody say, I have a ring. If I slap you like this, you'll be pouring out saliva. So say, if I slap you, you'll be born again. You will blast in tongues down. You run up and down. You run by saying, oh, God, what can I do if I slap you now? Be bold about what you have. Let me say this. If I just spank you like this, you follow me or spank me. spank, you give him, allow him doing his spanking first, then you now give me a dirty slap. Has it worked? You are far from such people. It's not, you're gone at those days. Praise God. Say, gone at those days. Eternal life is at work in you. The Jew is so inferior to you. So, you put the word so. So. It's easier to deal with the works of the flesh. It's easier to deal with juju than the works of the flesh. Juju is so inferior to you. You are the ones that enter bodies. These are things that you must have the track record. You must have a testimony. Times you went to pay an abbalis a visit. I'm here to edify you, Baba. Which one is edification? Don't worry. Let's start. You must practice it. That is how you do your Christianity. I have principle. Number one, where I pray, that is what I'm trying to do in the vigil. Where I pray must be dark. Because before I became born again, I'm afraid of the dark. So when I became born again, to pray, what do I do? Switch off all the lights. Let the demon come. So that's why we off the light. Which day? You pray. You go to darkness. You enter bush. They say they are scorpions. They say, don't worry. If I die here, I die here. You stay there and pray. I think I went to the day I was praying. A snake came, climbed my leg. I didn't shift the leg. I said, anything that will happen today, I'm the king here. Climb one, climb the other, and went. It's just you. There must be a time of craziness in your life. It should be every time anyway. Just crazy. I forget the day that the scorpion beat me 4 times. Different, you know, it's not ordinary. 4 times. 1 day. I mean, is it 4? And there was a time I was praying one night. It's not a dream. I was praying. It's a dark room. I already perceived the presence of demonic activities around. I didn't mind. I was praying. I kept praying. Something like a big crab just flew from nowhere, bounced on my neck. I kept praying. Oh, yeah, do your worst now. I'm not joking. I'm not saying in a dream. Bounce on my neck. Oh, yeah, now you want to bite? Are you a vampire? You want to drink blood? Drink it. I waited 5 seconds, nothing. Bam. Threw it away. In the night, there was no, I didn't see it till now. I didn't know where it went. In the room, not in the bush. And I didn't know where I would see crab in my room. Say I'm superior to the works of darkness. You must challenge things. In outreach, practice your authority. Learn to say, sir, is there anybody sick in this house? I want to pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Saturday will be awesome. Say, Saturday will be awesome. Yes, sharp knuckles. Okay. Learn to say words like, you must practice. Let me tell you, 70 hours prayer without practice. Bro, see what will happen. You will think what you need is 140 hours of prayer. Hallelujah. And you know the man in front will give it to you. He will keep giving you until you realize that it's time. Okay, so I don't worry, I will practice. Then I will stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. So with the little light you have, better do something before you see my face again. Amen. Seriously, when you just see people, learn to baptize people with the power of God. As you are, there's a canopy of power around you. Like the way I called it before, there's a circumference of God's power around you. A circumference of God's power just around you is tangible. Say tangible. Say circumference of God's power. Tangible around me. So the next thing he said, I said, if they shall drink any deadly thing, I want to make this meeting as doctrinal as possible. He said, if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. See, eternal life is at work in you in this your mortal body. If you see from Romans chapter 8, verse 11, Romans 8:11 says, but if the spirit of him Don't, now you are waiting for me to tell you to open your Bible. And I will tell you, and I will come and be very, look at everybody again. When I say, oh, do you see where is this one? Is this Romans? Is this not Luke? Romans 8:11. With the pattern on your ear, I will tell my baba to do the same for me. Romans 8:11. Learn to, when I just say, just open. Don't wait for me to come and prepare your life. Yes, but if the spirit of him that what raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also what? Quicken your mortal bodies by his what? Spirit that dwells in you. So, although, of course, the ultimate fulfillment of this will be when this will be at the resurrection of the saints, when the spirit will quicken dead bodies. But right now, even eternal life is what? At work in you. Now, Jesus did not say, if they bless a food that has poison, the food will become non-poisonous, then you will eat and you will be fine. That's not what he said. What did he say? They shall take in deadly thing. We bless food to give glory to God. But even if you swallow the deadly thing, he didn't say if you have served a deadly thing and you bless it and the thing now becomes food. No, even if you have served the deadly thing. Say, Odeshi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It shall not hurt them. Say, it's supernatural. That is the point. You must know this. It's supernatural. That's once you just are. It's not supernatural. Does not mean it's mystical. It doesn't mean it's not that is. It doesn't mean it's not. Just once you accept that it is supernatural, you will just simply use your supernatural mindset to approach stuff like that. Say, I'm superior to poisons. Say they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Mm. Our own is different from what doctors do. Of course, we know that even doctors, they have lens that they are helpless. But number one, your own laying of hands in recovery is faster than medicine. Number two, it is free of charge. Ooh, hallelujah. Number one, it's faster than medicine when we lay hands. Number two, it's free. Say free. Why? Because it's supernatural. Now, we knew Jesus fasted, he prayed, but see the reason why he did all he did. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Then with power, okay, that's how I put it, okay? He didn't give him Holy Ghost and power. God gave him the Holy Ghost. So Jesus now picked the power of who? The Holy Ghost. Went about doing what? Doing good. Healing all them that were oppressed of who? Of the devil. Why? For God was with him. So Jesus did all he did not as God. God doesn't get anointed. You don't anoint. Who will anoint God? He did it all as a man. See 1 Timothy 2 verse 5. On earth, he was a man. He was a man. He was a man. He was God that became a man. Learn to practice. Brethren, in a day, at least, if you don't practice with anything, practice with yourself. If you know how I talk about hearing from God, how I repeat it, 2005, 2006, until it becomes steady. Like, I just want to hear. There was a day I just said, God, how can you be everywhere? Yet you say you are with me. You say you are with me. I can't forget this day. It was so strong. Learn to ask questions like that. Like you are asking questions from your spirit. Do you know you can ask questions from your spirit without talking? Do you know you can inquire without talking? Learn to practice it. It's a consciousness. I remember that day. I just said, how can you be everywhere? Yet you say you are with me. Suddenly, I was at home. A strong wind just started blowing all around the compound. Just our compound. Just blowing around the house. Was blowing, was strong. the wind just blew for like 30 seconds. The wind just like came and entered me. Came and just stayed there. And I heard the voice, I am everywhere, yet I'm with you. I simply asked. I didn't think I fasted. I just asked. Of course, I know we don't use the spirit said to answer doctrinal matters. But don't. It's not important for you. Don't. You can ask questions. I remember there was of then too, 2007 or so. I remember that I asked. I just said, this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Say, why do you put it there? How many of you have asked such questions before? Just like, oh God, why now? You know this thing. Didn't you know you will eat this thing? Why do you put it there? That was the day. Actually, that day, we did this in Bible study in my former church. I know, of course, everybody will argue this way, argue that way. No conclusion. So I was just getting home. I can't forget where I was. I was on the fridge in the kitchen. God, why do you put this tree there? I just asked again. I didn't talk. As I was putting my hand on the freezer, it's like maybe it was the electricity on the freezer. Maybe it's like God was in the freezer that the thing just struck me. As I put my hand on the freezer, I just heard, man, I can't forget the word. He said, there is no true obedience when there is no opportunity to disobey. There is no true obedience when there is no opportunity to disobey. Wow. That is how I have been interpreting tree of knowledge of good and evil. It was now when I now understood doctrine that I could not say, okay, it is God dependency versus what? Self dependency. But at least, that is why I said something. I said, any man that you see walking, flowing in the power of God, that is wrong in doctrine, he is dishonest. He has been deadening his ears to the voice of God. Just like the one we are watching, at home, maybe brother, at home, the one that is saying, that one that was saying, God told me money. God told me, I say it's a lie. God did not tell him anything. You see, you will know that it's a lie. It's money. So people who are already into such trick, they will not be able to hear the voice of God again. Praise God. Say I can experience. Say in Christianity, there are good experiences. They are awesome experiences. Say, I search for them. I go after them. Say, they are trans in Christianity. Say, I will not get to heaven from seeing my own. Oh, glory to God. So, I was saying Jesus did all he did as a man, not as God. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the who? Man. Say the man. Christ Jesus. Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Man is man. So, what type of man was Jesus? A man anointed with the Spirit. That's all. Not because. Do you know Jesus learned scripture? Mother, you did it all night. You are doing like you are asleep. You know Jesus, he didn't come with scriptures from heaven. Brakim. You know, he didn't come with scripture from heaven. It's not that he knew scripture supernaturally. He learned scripture. So, if he learned scripture on that would mean he didn't come with anointing from heaven. Funny enough, it is the man that we are told did no miracle that was anointed Jesus for the miraculous. So that's funny. That would mean what is stopping John all this way from doing miracles? His condemnation ministry, huh? He doesn't say. You see, Herod. Say, Herod, woe unto you. Who sent you? Has that stopped Herod from getting the wife? You nobody sent. Somebody said, yes, that is righteousness. That is a man of God must speak against the government. A man of God must speak. Who sent him? That one took off his head. Ended his ministry. No, I'm not saying. I'm saying that is not your business. Your business to Herod is to preach. Come and be baptized. At least that is his own preaching. That is your business. It's not to tell Herod, drop your wife. Who sent you? Okay. So if you are saying Herod, I mean, John was not wrong. Okay, so why didn't Jesus tell Herod the same thing? Herod! As my forerunner said, woe, bigger woe unto you. Do you see woe to Herod anywhere? Who did Jesus say woe to? Those who rejected him. And the woe is not active. The woe is saying you are, the cause is their rejection. Not that Jesus is now, after they rejected, Jesus is bringing extra cause. No, he's saying you are causing yourself. Simple. You are woeing yourself. You are saying something like that. Say woeing. Say woe. Okay, Luke 4:18. So, he did all he did not because of fasting. We see the place of fasting and prayer not in this study. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. That is what he found the place is written. He started reading. Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to recover and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. Hallelujah. Praise God. After John anointed him, he went into the wilderness, fasted, prayed. He now came back with what? Scriptures. With what? With what? Scriptures. He was the lady answer, right? He fasted, right? He prayed, right? But he came back with what? Scriptures. Don't forget, I think I wrote it here. I said the fasting and prayer he did before was best for him to realize that scripture above. Because don't forget, Jesus did not have any teacher. Abi, was there anybody there to teach him? Does he have any power to mentor him? So I said the fasting and prayer he did before was best for him to realize that scripture above. Now think about it. And before I leave this place, don't forget, you are the one to create atmosphere, avenues for the supernatural. Stop talking about the supernatural as long as you are in your house. Or is it your sister or your brother that you want to be sick so that you can heal him? Amen. Normally, the eternal life at working, you should naturally spread to everybody else. Of course, what I'm trying to say the other time is that at least learn to use your authority every day. If there's nobody at all to use authority over, learn to say things like, okay, God, I want to see a vision right now. Just say it, and just say it. Just say it. And somebody said, I said today, I didn't work. Say it every day for 7 days. Trust me. Why? When you start working, it won't stop working. That's the experience anyway. No scripture, I beg you. John 20. That's from my experience anyway. So, now, think about it. Jesus too won't send us into the ministry without giving us what he had. We have seen repeatedly that it was the Spirit of God. It was by the Spirit of God that Jesus did all he did. I don't think he will send us too into ministry. He's a man. He was a man. We are men. So, I didn't think he will send us into ministry without giving us what he had or what he have. John 20:21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. Let's read it together. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive you the Holy Ghost. So now, receive the Holy Ghost. This is John speaking. So this is not too much different from Acts 1:8. That is an instruction for them to receive. We have said that he's breathing like... later. 23. But what was consistent with the Gospels is that they were told to receive the Holy Ghost. So, but see 23, which this one also is consistent with Mark 16, verse 14, 15. Whosoever sin you remit, remit there is to forgive, they are remitted. And whosoever you retain, they are retained. Like, I call that both an instruction and a warning. Jesus came to the world so that sins can be forgiven. So, if he now told them that anyone sin you retain, they are retained, that would be a warning, not an instruction. Jesus did not tell you to go up and down the street retaining people's sin. You cannot justify witch clean ministry from this scripture. Why? Jesus had a mission, had a mandate on that. Praise God. Do you understand that? So, rush to Acts 1:8. I'm still coming back to all those. So, where I read, we see them in clearer light. Acts 1 verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. So, do we have the same spirit that Jesus had? Yes. When we are saying the spirit simply means God in man. When we are saying the Son is not God in Christ, so it's God that became a man. When we are saying the Father, God that planned it all, the same God. Not three. Do you get me? Who is the Son? God that became. Who is the Spirit? God that lives in man. Who is the Father? That plans it all. Same God. Say same God. Okay, now don't start asking those questions in your mind right now. It's our Jesus will take care of about Trinity. So, see John 3:32. So, the Spirit is God in man. The Spirit is not quantified. It's not a quantity. Now, there's something that I was discussing with somebody some days ago. Let's see it together. John 3:32. And what he had seen and heard. This is John the Baptist speaking. John the Baptist speaking. Star peace, you are with us, right? Good. And when he has seen and what he has seen and heard, that he testified, and no man receives his testimony. O Jude. Verse 33. He that hath received his testimony are set to his what? His seal that God is true. Hallelujah. Say that's salvation. That is almost like you save yourself. You have set your seal that God is true. So what happens to the man that rejects his testimony? So who will judge him? He has judged himself. Same way the man that received his testimony sets to his own seal. The one that rejects his testimony, what? Sets to his own damnation. By saying God is a liar. Now, see 34. One to go. For whom he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. So, from that scripture, we can say, we have several people that have said, some people have said, Jesus had a full measure and we have a part measure, a smaller measure. Now, of course, if you see the word unto him, who is using KJV? Unto him is what? Italicized. But I think it's okay by me because the preceding verses has been talking about him, about Jesus. So the word measure, that's a Greek word, M-E-T-R-O-N. M-E-T-R-O-N. Metron. Is it metron or metron? Metron. Okay, so it means a limited portion, a degree. A limited portion, a degree. So, if you look at what he was saying before, John the Baptist was saying that Jesus, see what he said, for he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. So, John the Baptist was saying Jesus was not speaking partly. He was not speaking God's word partly. He was not speaking part of God's revelation. He was not speaking partly like the prophets did. Again, see the initial word. He whom God has sent speaketh God's the words of God. For God giveth not the spirit by measure unto him. So, he was saying, Jesus was not speaking partly God's word like the prophets did. Because he didn't have the spirit in measure. He didn't have the spirit in degrees. So, who are the people that had the spirit in measure? The Old Testament prophets. Because see that John 3:31. He that cometh from above is above how many? All. See above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of earth of the earth. And he that cometh from heaven is above who? All. Who are the all there? Who are the all with them? See 28, from 28. Above all who? You yourself bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. 29. He that are the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, right, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice, and this my joy is therefore fulfilled. 30. He must what? Increase. I must. Who is I? There. John, right? He must decrease. Who did John symbolize? John was who? See Matthew 11 verse 11. So he was rating Jesus above himself. So who are the people that had the spirit in measure? See, meaning, when he was saying he must increase, I must decrease, he is saying all the prophets, they must decrease. For John was the greatest of them. Matthew 11, 11, very, 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 I say unto you, among them that are born of women, they had not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Greater in what sense? Prophecy, right? Not in wealth or anything. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence taketh it by force, speaking about faith. 13, want to go? For all, everybody, come on. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John. And if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was to come. 15, he that hath an ear, let him hear. So he was talking about the superiority of Jesus over the prophets. Same thing I told you like last time about Hebrews 1:1. That I was saying Hebrews 1:1 to 3 is not only talking about, need a pen, sorry. You have an extra pen. Give this nice damn cell sitting over there. So, Hebrews 1:1 to 3 is not just talking about, it's not just talking about, God spoke at times in the prophets. Now, he's speaking in the Son. That the Son is the fulfillment of what the prophet said. Yes. But we know that the book of Hebrews is a pure argumentative material, comparing and contrasting. So he was also talking about the superiority of what God said in his Son to what the prophet spoke in diverse times, diverse manner. That's why you see when he was talking about the Son, he said he was the exact replica of his character, right? Who was the what? Brightness of his glory, express image of his person, who upheld all things by the word of his power. But about the prophet, he used polymoros and polytrophos, right? Diverse, sundry times and diverse manner. He said this one is exact, but this one is diverse. Kata, anyhow. Plenty portions, but this one's exact. So you can see a comparison. Same thing John was doing here. He was talking about the superiority of Jesus over the prophets. So see that John 3 verse 35, the Father loved the Son and had given all things into, say his hand, his hand. 36, want to go? He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. So why are the people that had the spirit in measure? Old Testament prophet. Now go back to the same John 20:21 that we are reading. John 20:21. Then said Jesus to them, peace unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so sent I you. So if he wasn't given the Spirit, if Jesus wasn't given the Spirit in measure, we too, we mustn't. Or else this statement will not be true. Think about it. He's saying, the same way my Father sent me, the same way I what? Send you. I am sending you. So, for this statement to be true, it will mean that the same way, the same measure of Spirit that Jesus had, is the same measure of Spirit that we what? That we what? Hallelujah. Because see our own commission, Titus 3. If we don't have the same measure of Spirit like he had, if we don't have the fullness like he had, amen, it will mean that we aren't sent just like he was sent. How did the Father send Jesus? How? How did the Father send Jesus? Say by the scriptures. Okay, Titus 3 verse 4. Same way you are sent by the scriptures. Titus 3 verse 4. But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior towards man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of what? Regeneration and renewing of the... Let's read verse 6 together. I want to go. Which he shed on us in measure. How? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. The word abundantly there in the Greek means richly, copiously. And plosios. It means abundantly, richly. Say, I have the full measure of the Spirit. Say, the Spirit is my nature. Now, think about it. Say after me. Say, since the Spirit is the core of my personality, then the ministry of the Spirit is my default. You are given a supernatural task because you too are supernatural. I tell you, if you interact, you are supernatural. We must relate with this in the Edifying Assembly. That I am supernatural. Maybe, Brosi, will you be around next week in church? Maybe just come and teach us something called I am supernatural. Say, I am supernatural. Say, supernatural is my default because a supernatural spirit, tautology, is the core of my personality, is the essence of my living. No, we don't say God is a man, we don't say man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in the body. We say man is spirit, soul, and body. So, man is spirit, soul, and body. So, the essence, the core, the master, like, you cannot separate soul and body from a man. You cannot say man is a spirit. Man is everything. Okay? That's why until man made his body everything happen in Genesis chapter 2, we never had man. Are you with me? Oh, good. That's why even at the resurrection, you will see have a new body. So we always need a body. We're not just floating like angel, floating. No. Ephesians 1:13. So you are ministry ready. Salvation is the receiving of the Holy Ghost. You are ministry ready. Woe unto Christians that are saying, yes, I'm waiting for the call to ministry. You are waiting. Big woe. Hope you know the meaning of woe now. Okay, Ephesians 1:13. In whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you have believed, you are what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You see Romans 8 verse 8? So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God, for you are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit. If so be, that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Learn to be revising this thing every Sunday as we are getting home. Go through it again. And I'm challenging you every day. Practice something in the supernatural. Practice it with yourself. Practice on WhatsApp. Practice on phone call. Practice on your streets. Say practice. Say practice. John 14. You are born ready. You are not born waiting. You are not born waiting to happen. You are born happening. John 14, 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot, say cannot receive. That is how you cannot speak in tongues in the drama. Because he seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So, now, you can write this down this way. The Spirit stays in you forever because said so. Because Jesus said so. And Jesus could say that not because of his sovereignty. The Spirit stays in you forever because Jesus said so. And Jesus could say that not because of his sovereignty, but because of what he is going to do, which he has done. Jesus was saying the Spirit will stay in you forever, banking on what he's going to do. Now I have given you, so in the next exam, now if I ask you that, why will the Spirit stay in you forever? You must tell me more than because Jesus said so. Yes, Jesus said so, but Jesus could say it. Why? Because of what he is going to do. Not because of his sovereignty. Not because of his big power. There are things God cannot do because he is powerful. E.g., he cannot save man because he's just powerful. He must send his son to die. Are you with me, brethren? It's not just powerful God. In salvation, we talk more of a God of sacrifice, a loving God, more than a powerful God. Do you understand the difference? He could save. Why? Because he sent his son to die. John 3, 14, Moses lift up serpents in the wilderness. Even so, will the Son of Man be lifted up? God now in so manner, in so. God now so loved the world in the like manner. The same way Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness. So God now loved the world in the like manner. Say in the like manner. So Acts 2:38. So the giving of the Spirit is a function of forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The giving of the Spirit is a function of forgiveness of sin. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin. And you shall receive the what? The gift of the Holy Ghost. Go back to that. Go back to the Ezekiel, Old Testament. Pastor Ezekiel 36, from verse 25. Say, I am supernatural. Say, I am born ready. Say, I don't fight against my nature. I practice who I am. Just like if you call yourself an engineer, even if you don't even understand how best this thing works, everything, you will just want to do something, remove, put it back. Just you first want to try. You just try. So is that consciousness that you are an engineer that bad actions, bad practice, and the practice will now bad result and perfection. Not that because they call you an engineer, you just start doing it, it's done. Boss baby, just, it's done. No. But because you call, that who you are called, bad actions in you. Actions. Say actions. Say actions. I say Ezekiel 36, 25. Oh, glory to God. Ooh. Say we have supernatural ministry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, verse 25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. Aya. That is checkmate. God, it's not about how dirty you are. He said, if I sprinkle my own water upon you, wallahi, you will be clean. It's God speaking, huh? He told you what I will do, and he told you the result. Without knowing how dirty you are. Oh, say, takarondas, ze tete kolaste. Oh, he said, I will sprinkle. clean water on you, and you shall be clean. See, God can tell you that a man will be saved eternally. Don't fight it. He said, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you'll be clean. It's God speaking. He can declare the end from the beginning. Amen. Okay, yes, see the next one. And you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from your idols will I cleanse you. 26. A new heart also will I give you, a new spirit I will put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. This is not based on the request of man. When a man believes God's report, all this happens to him. Woe unto the preachers that told us to be crying for a new heart. It's bad. Please, now you know the meaning of woe. It's bad. Can't forget that NYC National, NCCF National Conference brought all of us out. Start crying for a new heart. Your heart is filled of stone. Cry unto God. Give me a new heart. Ha! Come and see, cry. Ekun, cry. I was angry, Daddy. What's this? She was bearing there. She was saying, calm down. What is this? What is this? Or everybody that came from Zamfara City, of course, we are different. BS, don't mind them. Are you not reading the Bible? You say, I will do it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Once God said, I will. If you try to ask, you will spoil the show. Just say, I received. That's all. Thank you, Lord. See, Hebrews 7. So, and the Spirit stays in us forever because of that forever intercession of Jesus. He planned everything into the redemption plan. The forever intercession of Jesus was not an afterthought. When he now say, God now say, hey, these people, they are still sinning. Jesus, be interceding. No, it was planned. Say it was planned. He did there. Say Hebrews 7, 22. It was in the plan. God took care of it before it happened. Vaseta cantilas to govida de rata. Yes, I say Hebrews 7:22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And there truly were many priests because they were not suffered to continue by reason of what? Death. But this man, because he continued ever at an unchangeable priesthood. 25, yes. Wherefore, he is able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where's the Bible? You didn't bring it today? Okay, please ensure this guy has a Bible, brother. Next week. Ensure he comes to a Bible next week. Remind him to pick his Bible from home. He loves following me. So, a forgiven man has the Holy Ghost. In fact, the way Prophet Ezekiel said it, it's like God will first clean you, then he will give you the Spirit. Of course, that's the best that the Old Testament Papa can say. The actual thing is that, rejoice, are you there? Don't get out, you're stretching. How old? He cleanses you by giving you his Spirit. How does God cleanse the sinner? He gives him the Spirit. Not that he will first wash you. Wash you with what? With blood? No. The blood is not for you. Not that if he first wash you, then he will give you the Spirit. The blood of Jesus was not meant for you. It's for heaven. Man's business is to receive the Spirit, not to cover or to plead any blood. Oh, dude, stop pleading blood. Hebrews 9:16. Hebrews 9 verse 16. Sister Christie, head of Children's Church. Hebrews 9 verse 16. Want to go? For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of a testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. 18. Whereupon, now that the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water, scarlet wood, ipsos, sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. 21. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. Say Old Testament. Everything is talked about Old Testament. Now, as he is putting the blood on them, he is putting responsibility on them. But when Jesus came, where did he take the blood to? See 22. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things were in the what? Heavens should be purified with this body. Heavenly things themselves with better sacrifice. 24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are a figure of things to come, but into where? Even itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So the blood is meant for the mercy seat. As Moses was sprinkling the blood on them, the best he could do for them is just to help their conscience. It's for them to know that, okay, this is what is on the mercy seat. So the blood is not meant for them, it's for the seat. The blood is for the seat. See that Hebrews chapter 8, verse 3. Because what Moses did was a pattern of redemption. Moses was a drama minister. He dramatized redemption. He typified it. He puts redemption in pictorial, in cartoon for them. That's what he did. Not that Jesus, not that God showed him all this temple. No. Moses understood redemption. He said, okay, how best can I present this to you? Drama ministry. Okay, Hebrews 8 verse 3. That's a Jude ministry. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. Verse 4. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Verse 5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished, when he was about to make the tabernacle, for seeth he that thou makest all things to the pattern shewed to thee in the month. Hallelujah. Say the blood is for heaven. Say the spirit is in me. That's the point. Now he's saying, if I don't go, the spirit will not come. So the blood will go there. The spirit will stay in me. Say the spirit is in me forever. Because the blood is in heaven forever. Come on, write that down. Say, if Jesus is currently alive, therefore, his blood. Is it right? You can be doing two things at a time. You can write and speak. Say, if Jesus is currently alive, therefore, his blood cannot be separated from him. You get that now? Is Jesus alive? If his blood is somewhere and yours is somewhere, that would mean he's dead. So only dead man has blood apart from him. So Jesus being alive means the blood shed for us is alive. It means the blood is himself. And the Holy Ghost stays in us forever because Jesus intercedes forever. Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. So, you don't need the blood of Jesus. The blood is where it's needed. Focus on what is your own. What is your own there? The spirit. The blood is there to ensure the spirit stays. If I don't go, the spirit will not come. The blood of a living man is himself. If he's dead, then you can separate him. Okay, I said Romans 8:31. Come on, look at your Bible. We are not done yet. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? 32. He that spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? 33, who shall lay anything in the charge to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. 34, want to go, yes? Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh what? Intercession for us. Now, when he's saying, who is he that condemneth? He's saying, like, who has the right to condemn? The one that has the right to condemn is the one that paid for your sin. Hallelujah. But rather, what is he doing for you? He is justifying you. He's interceding. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, we know that the Holy Ghost is the requirement for ministry. So, I've answered my question. Qualification for the supernatural ministry. The Holy Ghost. He is the qualification for ministry. So, if the Holy Ghost stays in you forever, how long do you have ministry? From when till when? No, don't say from now. From when? From salvation. Thank you, my Father, right? Forgiven us your Son, giving us his Spirit till his work on earth is done. I'm not saying we take away the Spirit when the work is done. Luke 24. 46. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behold, Christ will suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day. So I don't know why you guys don't bring your, everybody else up. Why don't you bring your, don't you have friends in this Abuja? Why don't you bring your friends to come and listen to words like this? You fight with everybody, right? Praise God. Or you discuss with people about every other thing except these things. This is just in all sincerity. You should bring your, if you value your, any friend you value, and you don't bring him to come and listen to something like this, you don't like him. You hate the person. So go and start liking your friends. Okay, Luke 24, 46. Thus it is written, and thus it behold Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day. 47, and the repentance and remission of sins, cancellation of sins, shall be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And we are witnesses of these things. 49, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But what? You tarry in the city of Jerusalem, until you be what? Endued with power. Say with power. From on high. Acts 1:4. Let's be fast now. And being assembled together with them, commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water. Say John. Water. Say, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. Whoever saves you, receive his baptism. If John was your savior, receive water baptism. If it's Jesus, receive that of the Holy Ghost. Verse 6, and when the devil come together, they ask him, Lord, with that, at this time, restore again the kingdom to Buhari, the kingdom to Israel. With that, at this time, restore the physical kingdom to Israel. With that, at this time, can we take over the government? Can we take over the affairs of commerce, of curiosity? God, when are you going to showcase your power so you can have a righteous man as the head of, as the minister of CBN, Nation Building Gospel? After 40 days seminar, Nation Building. That's how we could see that if they still believed in his resurrection for sins here. But see what he said next. Yes, verse 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time and the season. It's just a lie. Just keep quiet. That's what he's saying there. It's not for you to know the times and seasons. No, just say, shaked, what's all this? So it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Next verse. But you shall receive power. Say, po! Oh, you have missed his power already. Say, but you shall receive power. Hallelujah. It's power. Amen. You can throw it. It's throwable. Oh, glory. You have to watch some of these Benin video at times, though. But when you start preaching, what do you do? Turn it off. Amen, amen. I will say that openly. No man, the man, how will you be saying $91 for Psalm 91? That is, you deserve disclaimer. That is, I don't have apology for that one. You don't like me for that. Don't like me. You deserve a disclaimer. You say if you want to the blessing of Psalm 91, come on, so $91. Why not 91 naira? Because naira does not have value. If you now come to Nigeria, you not say 91 naira again. You say 91,000. That's dishonesty. Don't do that. Okay, so you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall receive, what? Sorry, you shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, unto the uttermost part of the earth. So to receive the Spirit, of course, that's a new birth. So write this. Salvation is also the ultimate call into ministry. When you become aware of the call, might be different. But like now, for a man in edifying assembly, I expect people like a brother like Abib now to come at times, call your sick brother at work or something, pray for him. Because salvation is what? The ultimate call for ministry. So I said, when you became aware, might be different, but the call is salvation. So why the supernatural ministry? We are born supernaturally ready. Why do we have a supernatural ministry? Why? We are born supernaturally ready. We do mighty works because we have the Spirit. John 14:12. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. You can write, you must write that down. Why the supernatural ministry? We are born ready. You are born ministry ready. Why? The tool for ministry you receive at salvation. The Spirit. Say the Spirit. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than this shall he do. Why? Because I go unto my Father. Listen to what he's saying. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, thou shall I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 15 now says, if you love me, keep these words. 16, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So he's not saying, because there will be no space for the two of us to function at the same time. No. He's going for our sake. Is going is so that the blood can be seated in heaven. Because see that same John 16:6. He's not saying, well, I have to go. If I don't go, both of us cannot, there's not enough space for us. I have to go so that you can stay. So that you can have time. So that you two can shine. No? He's talking about something more serious. See John 16:6. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. This is why you must not be angry or sad or crying when you see the passion of Christ, when you see the video. His death is your death. Amen? He must take care of that for you. If he didn't take care of that for you, you are going to hell and you will rust there. So that you can function just like he functioned in righteousness. See verse 7? I'm almost closing. 7? Yes. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient. Say expedient. Says necessary. Say important. For you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Why can't the rejoice? Why can't the Comforter come to us until you go away? Why? From what you have said today? Because the blood must be seated. The blood must be seated. The blood of Jesus must be seated where? In heaven. Then the Spirit comes to man. Amen, amen. Brother Michael, it's time to close. So, of sin, because they believe on me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sorry, I jumped verse 8. Verse 8, when he is come, he will reprove the world of what? Of sin, of righteousness, and of what? Judgment. Now, he said of sin, because they believe not on me. That would mean that through preaching, we will inform the sinner. Please write this down. That would mean through preaching, we will inform the sinner that Jesus has taken care of your sin. When he says you will reprove the world of sin, it's not that you're going to be telling the world that you are sinful. No, you are going to tell the world what Jesus has done to his sin. Not tell him the reality of his sin. How does the Spirit reprove the world of sin? The preacher, the Spirit is a preacher. The preacher, the dispenser, the one that the manifestator, is it something like that? The manifester of the Spirit, right? He will go and tell the world what Jesus has done to his sin. So I've told you, when he said, whosoever sins, you remiss, they are remitted. That is your commission. To retain sin is anti-redemption. Anti-redemption. You are not to retain sins. You are to remit it. Hallelujah. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy people's life. He came to save. So when he said he will reprove the word of sin, through the preacher, through the spirit. So that's why I told you, I said, when he's saying to one, it is given. To this is given. To this is given. Who is giving? The spirit. Who is the spirit? The preacher. He's not saying God gave you. He's saying the preacher can give to you word of wisdom. The preacher can give to you word of knowledge. The preacher can give to you. Is the preacher dividing? As the preacher wills. Praise God. Not as God. We are king in this matter. Amen. I said next verse. Tell under this. Of righteousness. Because I go to my Father and you see me no more. The Spirit gives the believer the confidence of righteousness. The confidence of righteousness. Confidence. Confidence. With the confidence of righteousness, you do things. Many are times when we are saying tongues are interpretation, a lot of you don't function well because you doubt in the beginning. I have told you, prophecy is which type of gift? All trust gift. When will the word come as he about us as you start speaking? Okay, am I lying? As you start saying, I see the next thing will come. Ooh, hallelujah. I know if you receive that. When you face a man, nothing is in your heart before. Just say, sir, I want to tell you something about your life. Trust God, the next words will come. If you don't say the first one with confidence, it's not a revelational gift. It's utterance. What is utterance? It flows as it's spoken. That's why you read books like that, Ezekiel. If you just say the burden of the Lord, the guy will just start speaking. Isaiah will just be speaking about the king of Babylon. In his speaking, what will happen? He will just design the devil, as he is speaking. Say, God interfaces with my word as I speak. It's as you speak. That's why he said in Matthew 24, he said, when you are being brought before judges, before kings, don't be fearful of what you shall say. For at that hour, say at that hour, it shall be given unto you. Aya, say aya. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tantilazete. As you speak. Say as you speak. As I speak, it flows. Say the first word is mine. Say the next word is the Lord's. Hallelujah. The first phrase is, it must be yours. That means you are saying, I'm ready, Lord. And he's faithful. He's faithful. No, it's not that you will fake somebody. You fake. No. Trust is a gift. It's supernatural. But this supernatural works with speaking. That is why at times, when somebody is preaching, focus on his words. A preacher must use prophecy in his preaching. As you are speaking, God interfaces with you. That's why it's a bit different from tongues and interpretation. In tongues and interpretation, as you are speaking in tongues, you are getting the interpretation. But where is prophecy? As he began to speak. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say righteousness. Gives me this confidence. Say, I practice this. Much more. Come on, let's let me know. Send service today. Yeah, see, if you don't start speaking, God will not continue speaking. You must start. 11 of judgment. Because what? The prince of this world is judge. He's judge. The devil, the demons, they are judged already. So because we have the spirit, we judge them well. We evict demons. We judge demons because they are judged. We reprove the word of judgment. We send demons packing. We make the oppressed calm them down. We stop demonic activities. We act in righteousness. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I have been adopted. Say, I have been adopted. Be in your feet. Say, I have been, I'm done. Say, I have been adopted. Say, I have been adopted into the ministry of the supernatural. By the Spirit. Say, I have received the oil. Say, I have received the oil. Leonard, try and pick some of this, my character. Say, I have picked the oil. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I have received the qualification. Say, I am qualified. See, impartation is awareness. But when you receive the word, you are good to go. When you receive the word, you are already good to go. What we call laying of hands is just awareness. But a man that has received the word is good to go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Meditate on what you have heard. Of course, in the spirit. Meditate on what you have heard. Pick up a supernatural ministry. Pick up days of sin, of doing. This morning, as I was just trying to put on the clothes, I had the words as, let me try and put this in the right words. Oh, yes, something like in raising the dead, just don't say no. Say, just don't say no. Don't look at your energy. Just don't say no. I strongly believe someone will work in that very soon. Just don't say no. Just don't say no. The spirit is your default. Start living like your default. Start living like just the normal who you are. This is the normal who you are. Oh, we have to help some people in this service today. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, when you are hearing people like Major One saying things like, now I'm entering to yours right now. He didn't enter before. He was just entering. When he was saying, I can see something on your table. He didn't enter. He didn't see a vision before. And that's the issue. His prophecy. He saw it as he said it. Say utterance. Higher. Flow. 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 You will just fix your eyes on somebody. He walk. You just say he walk. He can't no more. Ah. As you began to speak, God fills your word. God fills you. Fills you with his spirit. As you began to speak, words you are not expecting, allow God to use your mouth. Yes, you will be so much in charge, so much in control. But it's God speaking through you, speaking through you, speaking through you, speaking through you. A lot of times we speak by revelation. Brethren, speak by utterance, speak by prophecy. As you began to speak, when the other person is not even prepared, speak. Ensure the things of the spirit are your default. You practice daily. Practice. Practice. In using your hands, practice. Practice. Kola se voli raste gavila mandan dede. Rakela se. Se vola te te te. Brethren, this is your life. We practice. Oh. As you start speaking, I give you just 5 minutes in case you just have something to do to somebody or to yourself. Please go ahead. Oh. I just heard something right now. You can call the name of everybody in a meeting. Everybody in a meeting, not a place you are used to. You just say you. Everybody, secret things you discern as you speak. Don't forget, as you speak, utterance is as you speak. You will start speaking as you speak in tongues. Everybody, thank you. As you speak. As you speak. As you speak. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As you speak. And don't spare your hands. The use of hands. There is tongues and interpretation. There is prophecy. Don't spare your hands. Rachel, the hand of a king. You with your hands, you command waves. The hand of a king. In your hand is the authority. The hand of a king. You command order. The hand of a king. You command order. Hand of a king. Katala kazafa lera seke vila katakola seke videte. Lebrola mo zapile zete. You will learn to wave it more, okay? Even while you minister, you learn to wave it more. Malakanto rasteke vila zotate. Rose ketete. You will learn to wave it. You will learn to give it by your hands. You will learn to use your hand much more in days to come. You will learn to give what you have with your hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be blessed. Oh, glory to God. Yevile rose vile. So ta de ta de de. All the Holy Ghost in me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You stop backing down. God interfaces as you speak. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In prophecy, at times we don't think, oh, we just start with one. You just bounce on somebody. Just get it. Just first laugh. Righteousness, confidence. As you bow for him, just first laugh with some laughs of righteousness. Tell him I'm here to bless you right now. If it seems like it's not coming, you now enter tongues. Come out with information. Clear information. Clear insight as you speak. Thank you, Lord. Jefile Roxin Falate to Kalaste. Marken Poli Rosi Poliste. Kabalama Sefali Rasefale Mosebalemanine. You see clearly. Yeli Randoli Mosevolike. Nanene. Prophecy, we use you in our days. Mali Rose Valley, Kotate. Tola, you are a champion. You are a champion in what the Lord has called you unto. You are a champion. You are a champion. You are a champion. You stop looking at yourself less than who you are. You are a champion. He called you a champion. He mentored you a champion. He anointed you a champion. He anointed you a champion to champion men into this ministry. Not just about you in your territory. You are a champion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you meet terrible cases, you don't say no. You don't look at yourself. You don't look at your preparation. You look at the strength of God in you. You look at the mighty hand of God at work in you. That's what you look at when you see cases that seem terrible. For with you, you are the real thing. You are the solution to terrible. You are God's solution to terrible. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whatever they call it, I near also. Whatever they call it, I near also is dissolved right now. I near, you are dissolved. I near get dissolved as you wave your hand. It will dissolve. Lumps will dissolve as you wave your hands. It will dissolve. Thank you, Lord. That small thing you see, you hear, you perceive. Just say it. Just say it. Lumps will dissolve as you wave your hands. As you wave your hands, lumps will dissolve. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I near dissolves. By the waving of our hands. Avilere, Avolanto Tateste, Aketa Rose Valera Cantide. Evolike, Evola Zede. Mali rani mali moso pali mali mali mozoto mali mali masenda mala zatida mali mala masenda ma. For somebody, I'm hearing, I will protect you in the ministry. I will protect you in the ministry. I will shield you. I will protect you in that place you are. Don't worry, I will protect you. I will shield you. No harm will come upon you. I will protect you. A fear of a physical persecution is coming to you. He said, I will protect you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Je keli malam so tete. Rote kola tete. Vantinta lima so fate rose. Je keli zo vali ron tantales. Malakota. Ali rosso vileste. Katola te vali ran tete. For somebody, you have to follow this ministry to the end. Follow it through. This week, get messages as much as 5 in a day about your supernatural ministry. Listen to everything. That's for somebody. Like as much as 5 in a day, listen to it throughout this week. Follow this ministry through. Follow it through. Follow it through. And don't dissociate from those you have met in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The supernatural ministry is what we have in Christ. Maketo male male zete. Actually, sorry, right now that idea is gone. It's gone. I can see that right now. It appeared like a screen to me. Say it's gone. Yeke la kata kala kastege vile male male masante le masente. Lara seke pale man. Saige, it's time for trance again. It's time for trance. It's time for sight. It's time for you to start seeing. For trance. or what they call trance, for spirits to just appear before you from nowhere. It's time for trance. It's time for supernatural sight. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's time. Let's help somebody again. Just a few more minutes. Yokota loketa malize vapala razi polima zapati tatatatata likeli mazede dead mali rozo pali mali mozunto. Rav Joshua, what others use for deception? You use it for truth. What others use for deception? You use it for truth. You will use it for truth. You will use it to teach the real doctrine of Christ. What others use for deception? You will use it for truth. For truth. Thank you, Lord. We are feasting with words. Feasting with words. Oh. What shall it be? What shall they say? What? Stop asking the question. Stop asking the question. What shall it be? What shall they say? How shall they see me? Stop asking the question. You are born ready. The spirit is your nature. The spirit is your default. The spirit is your it's your being. It's your being. It's your being. You function as who you are. You don't say no. You don't say no. You don't say no. You don't say no. Just sakenda kola mana 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 mosi pola de rollables avile makats take it all rasa yakeza yete kola te kora sete contante. We soak ourselves in all of this. Receive the oneness of the Spirit. Don't separate yourself from this supernatural relationship. Oh. Take up sickness. Take up sickness. Take up sickness. Take up sickness. Oh, not necessary. Play that you do my teachings I heard yesterday. The way they played it. It will be said that I am proud of you. It will be said I am proud of you. It will be said that I am proud of you. Vale, Sate.
You do mighty things. You do glorious things. And a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. And a faithful God. Awesome is your name. Awesome is your name, yeah. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name, yeah. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name.
must carry church home. You must carry church home. You must carry church home. You must carry church home. Carry it home. Carry it home. I'm saying it's your nation. So you carry it home. So you carry it home. 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 You carry it out of here. You carry it home. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Take it home. Take it home. Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Take church out. Take church out. It cannot be in church. It's out there. That's the ministry. It's for the gospel of Christ. It's for the world to get ascendancy. It's for the world. Take it out. Take it home. Take it home. Take it home. Awesome is. Take it home. Go and do. Take it home. Yeah. We take your power everywhere, doing glorious things, doing powerful things. Interrupt your day for the sake of the supernatural. Let your days be interrupted. You see someone in distress, stop and attend to him. Stop and attend to him. Interrupt your day for the sake of the ministry. Interrupt your day. Interrupt your day. Interrupt it. Interrupt your day. Interrupt your day. Interrupt your day for the sake of the supernatural. You are going somewhere, but you see a man in distress. Let your day be interrupted so that the man can be blessed. Let your normal schedule. Don't worry, be late for work, but bless somebody. Be late for work, bless somebody. The spirit is the core of your personality. Is the core. The spirit is the core. Is the core. Is the core. Not your soul, not your mind. Things of the spirit are your nature. You are born ministry ready. You are born prepared. You are born prepared. Born ready. Born focused. Born ready. You are born ready. You are born ready. Be part of this. Be part of the move. Be part of the flow. Be part. Be part. Play your part. You are ready. Interrupt your days for this cause. Let your days be interrupted for this cause. Interrupt your days. Stop the journey to bless somebody. Interrupt. Plan the supernatural in your days. Plan it. Don't just plan. I will go. I will enter shop right. I will enter shop right. I will enter shop right. I will buy this. I will eat. I will this. Plan the supernatural. I will also find somebody, I'll minister to him. I will also find somebody, I'll minister. Don't forget, we speak, we do, then we speak more. For the sake of the gospel. For the gospel. For the gospel. For the gospel. For the gospel of Christ. When you are done, just drop your love gift. Service is over, thank you.
So
We practice the power of God. The poly must take it to my neighbor's city, my neighbor's city, my neighbor's city. When you lead a meeting like this, you seek for opportunity to do. To do. Oh. Will they see? Ma pala ma seta le ma seta. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This one.